Major League Baseball players are required to use wooden bats. Aluminum bats are not allowed. For many decades, the wood bats have come from trees in this region of the country. In a moment, I'll take you to that area and those trees to get the story behind those all-important bats. It's today's edition of the American Countryside.
We all know a few fair weather folks. They're around when the food comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Nowhere to be found when the cows are out. With all life's uncertainties, you want a reliable partner. With you, rain or shine. When it comes to nitrogen, there's a new, predictable choice. Pivot BioProven. The tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that have a big impact on your bottom line. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get a reliable partner. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
It's only fitting that in the area surrounding the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, New York, you'll find some of the best trees for making bats. Kyle Crispell's job is to begin turning trees into bats that will get the hits to put someone in that Hall of Fame.
95% of what we do nowadays is done out of maple. People prefer the density, the stiffness, and how rigid it is. There's no flex to it whatsoever. So all the energy and power that you're putting into your swing is getting transferred into the ball.
Maple is the predominant wood for making bats, but 20 years or more ago, it wasn't that way.
Another type of wood that we use is ash. Ash has been in the MLB for quite a while now, a long, long time, since the beginning, almost. It's not as popular much anymore, just because it's not as dense, it's not as strong, and it's not as rigid as maple.
Maple trees grow in the South, and they also grow in Canada. But it's maples in this area of New York that are perfect for bats.
When it gets cold, the tree doesn't grow as fast. It starts to get dense. And that's why trees from up north aren't as good, because they're going to be too heavy. They're too dense. It's colder longer. There's not enough summer, so the trees aren't going to grow as fast. They're going to grow a little bit slower than, you know, this area here. It's got the perfect ratio between summer and winter.
Trees are harvested near the company headquarters in Hartwick, New York, dried in a kiln, and then brought to the shop where Kyle can begin turning cylinders called billets into bats.
When the logs come in off the truck, it's about a 15-day process to go from the fresh log, you know, like out of the woods and on the truck, to that billet there.
This is a process you can see firsthand, and I'll have more of the story next time as we travel the countryside. In Hartwick, New York, I'm Andrew McCray.